long before you have a need, long before the devil plans any evil against you, God has the provision. God sees beforehand. Amen. Can I have a good amen? Amen? All right, so it's a turning point right down here. So now the call is made. The queen is deposed. I'm sure she regretted a lot, okay? And a call is made. The king wants to find a wife. So all the women of the province and the entire province, they were all summoned to come to Shushan, the palace. And let's follow the story. Okay. Now, when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter, to go into the king, she requested nothing but what Haggai, the king's eunuch, the custodian of the women, advised. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her. Now, if you read earlier, the Bible says she was very beautiful. And yet, the Bible says that she obtained favor. I want to say this. Those of you, Pastor Lawrence, listen, who are good-looking and all that, or you are pretty and all that, chances are sometimes you depend on that to help open doors instead of depending on favor. Even though Esther was beautiful, so were other women also. The way to stand out is always God's favor. Amen. God gives favor. Amen? 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 You are new to the business. There are many others who have made their mark long before you, from their grandfather to their father to handed down to them, and you are new to the business. They've been there for... But you know what? Favor will make the difference. Amen. If people like you, people like you. Amen? Now, I want to tell you something else, that the women, if you read... I wish I can read the entire portion for you, but we don't have time. But if you read the entire thing, you find that it talks about the women who were brought there. Before they see the king, they actually bathe in perfume for 6 months. And then another perfume for a number of period of time also. And so the whole thing is just amazing. Very elaborate, very prosperous, very lavish. So the Bible tells us, drop down. Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus into his royal palace in the 10th month. And the king loved Esther more than all the other women. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. So once again, you have grace and favor, which was my first seminar or conference that I did for Hillsong Church. It's called Grace and Favor. Amen? And you put your trust in God's grace and favor, you go places. Amen. Amen? Doors will open. Don't depend on your smarts. See, the problem with us, Singaporeans especially, you know, you're so smart. You people are so smart. And you tend to depend on your smartness. You depend on your experience. No, thank God for education. Thank God for your experience. Thank God for your background. Thank God for whatever it is, help. But the thing is, depend completely in your heart on the Lord and His favor and His grace. Amen? Okay? So once again, the Bible emphasized the Holy Spirit endeavoring to give us, to bring home the point, she obtained grace and favor. Okay, drop down. Okay, then the king made a great feast called the Feast of Esther. He proclaimed a holiday in the province and gave gifts according to his generosity. Now, the drama intensifies. We come to the next chapter. The next chapter, we have this evil man, Haman. I told you just now, right? He's the type of the Antichrist to come. All right, Haman. He's from the Amalekites, and the Amalekites hate Israel. In fact, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, the Amalekites would come behind and annihilate, kill, destroy children, people who are lagging behind, old people, people who are weak. And God says to Israel, never tolerate the Amalekites. So what is the Amalekite today? Your flesh. Whatever you tolerate, whatever you don't destroy will destroy you. Saul was told to kill the Amalekite. He didn't. When he was on the mountain of Gilboa, it was an Amalekite that killed him. So it's a principle. Today, we don't kill people. Love your neighbor. Love your enemies as well. Amen? So the principle in the Old Testament is always the principle of the flesh. Amalekite is your flesh. In fact, the word Amal from the Hebrew, to labor hard, to labor with pain, amal. That means what? That is the flesh. Flesh is always fleshly effort. Kill it. Kill that fleshly effort. It's causing stress. It's causing sickness. It's causing lack of rest. Robbing you of your peace of mind. This fleshly effort. I got to. It's up to me. What will I do? What must I do? You know, stop it. That's Amalekite. Kill it or it will kill you. That's the principle of the Bible, okay? So, Haman is from this tribe, Amalekites. And we don't know how he ended up in Persia. He's not a Persian. And yet, he rose to the ranks to become the top vizier to the king, top premier. He's the top next guy. And he has so much... the king liked him so much, the reason is not given, that the king made him his right-hand man. And he's not even a Persian. So when he was in this position, he was so proud that one day he passed by the king's gate and Mordecai was there. Mordecai was the one who took care of Esther, remember? Now, obviously, he's sitting at the king's gate. He's a man of some standing. He's an official in the kingdom as well. Or else he won't be allowed to be there in the king's gate. Are you listening? So Haman wanted him to bow down before him. And by that, Persian means worship. You bow before no other gods. Amen. Bow before no other men. Amen. I'm not referring to the courtesy bow of the Korean, annyeonghaseyo, you know. All right. Drink teh tarik halfway, face the other way. All those respectable terms is okay. This is worship. He wanted Mordecai to worship him. When he found out that Mordecai was a Jew, he was even more, you know, more incensed. He was mad. He has a hatred for Jews. So let's look at the next chapter. When Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow or pay him homage, Haman was filled with wrath, but he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone. For they had told him of the people of Mordecai, the Jewish people. Instead, look at how evil this man is. Haman sought to destroy all the Jews throughout the kingdom. He's not just wanting to destroy Mordecai, he wants to destroy all the Jews. Can you see that?